Detektor FM spricht mit korrektiv.org. Jede Woche eine Recherche, ein Gespräch.
Hallo Sandhya.
Hello.
Sie stammt gebürtig aus den USA, ihre Eltern kommen aus Indien und sie lebt jetzt seit 9 Monaten in Deutschland, deshalb sprechen wir auf Englisch. Wie kam es denn dazu, dass du dich mit diesem Thema überhaupt beschäftigt hast? What was the point for you to say, I want to do further investigation into racial profiling?
So when I got stopped the first time, I came into the office and told my coworkers, and they immediately had a response of, this is not okay, this is not something that should have been happening. And so I began to record the number of times that I got stopped. And as a result of that, I thought to myself, if this is happening to me, it must be happening to other people. So I began doing my research and contacting the police departments across Germany, asking them what kind of data they collect and how they deal with this type of profiling.
Also seitdem Sandhya hier in Deutschland lebt, wurde sie viele Male angehalten und aufgefordert, sich auszuweisen. Das hat sie ihren Kollegen im Büro erzählt, die daraufhin gesagt haben, dass das nicht normal ist. Deshalb hat sie sich dann an die Polizei gewandt und gefragt, was denn da eigentlich für Daten von ihr gesammelt werden. What did this do to you? How did this change you?
So, I think this project has really made me think a lot about the way that people in Germany look at me and see me. And also has really made me think about all of the other people that this is affecting. I'm really concerned about the refugees that are getting racially profiled as well, who especially think that this is their home. And so I wanted to make sure that my reporting kind of covered these issues.
Also sie hat auch Wert darauf gelegt, zu gucken, inwieweit Flüchtlinge jetzt kontrolliert werden und ihre Daten preisgeben müssen. When you were asking the policeman, what did they tell you? What kind of data did they collect?
So the police don't actually have any data on racial profiling because they told me that they do not do racial profiling as it's illegal and they just don't do it. What they did say is that they have some data on protests and events, and that specifically was only the Berlin police that gave me that information, and they gave me the number of people that were stopped during events and protests, but these were not normal checks. These were not the same kind of checks that I'm presenting or talking about in my research.
Also sie hat, Sandhya hat auch mit der Polizei in Berlin gesprochen, die natürlich kein Racial Profiling macht und das auch so sagt. What's your feeling? Do you still trust the police after experiencing those kind of checks?
Yeah, so I think I wrote in my piece that I am finding it quite difficult for me to necessarily trust police, but I think we're taught as society that, you know, the police is there to keep us safe. So for me, I still find them, I know that they're doing their duty in keeping us safe and the country safe, so I believe in them. I think it's a little difficult for me to understand why they do some type of profiling and why they're stopping certain people. I know it's for security measures and that's what's the given response for profiling, but I do question the way that they stop certain people and ask them for their identification and just based off of their looks. That is something that I question, and I also wonder if I were to get stopped again, or if they ask for something specific, such as identification or where I live, it does make me kind of question whether or not they're really stopping me for some purpose of crime or something, or just because of my skin color. So it gives me a little bit of uneasiness that they're doing this.
Also Sandhya sagt, sie vertraut der Polizei nach wie vor. Ihr Job ist es, der Sicherheit zu gewährleisten. Sie machen am Ende auch nur ihren Job, aber sie hinterfragt das natürlich schon, dass überall jetzt Menschen kontrolliert werden, im Speziellen eben auch sie, einfach aufgrund gefühlt ihres Aussehens. Das kann so nicht gehen. Jetzt wolltest du das Thema lösen von deinen eigenen Erfahrungen und hast es auf eine breitere Basis gestellt. Wie hast du das gemacht? You wanted to get some distance to your personal experience and some more solid research onto this topic. How did you do that?
Yeah, so the reason why I did that is, as a journalist, I don't usually write stories about myself. I really actually didn't really want to write this piece to focus on myself, but then I felt that I should share my piece and share my story so that others will then in turn share theirs. And I'm really excited and interested to see people's stories of their profiling, and especially to hear more stories, because I think the more stories that come out, the more this becomes an issue that people will talk about and kind of acknowledge.
Sandhya sagt, eigentlich wollte sie überhaupt gar keine persönliche Geschichte daraus machen. Sowas mag sie eigentlich überhaupt nicht. Aber sie hatte einfach das Gefühl, dass die Leute um sie herum daran doch tatsächlich interessiert sind. Und sie findet es einfach wichtig, dass darüber dann mehr Geschichten ihrer Art ans Tageslicht kommen und dass das eine breitere Öffentlichkeit findet, was da vor sich geht. So what was your summary? What came out of your research?
Essentially what I found in my research so far has been that the police officers don't actually, or the police departments don't actually collect information on racial profiling. They don't collect information on something that doesn't exist. So basically what I was told was that they conduct trainings for their officers to make sure they understand intercultural affairs. A lot of police departments also cited that they have people of migrant backgrounds on their staff.
Okay, also die Polizei hat natürlich überhaupt keine Erlaubnis, Racial Profiling vorzunehmen. Entsprechend haben sie das auch geantwortet, dass sie dahingehend keine Daten sammeln. Sie bekommen sogar interkulturelles Training. I mean, it's your personal experience. Your police has been checking you several times. I think it kind of changed your daily life, really. And then after your research, the thing is that came out was that the police departments are not collecting any data on racial profiling. So I ask myself, what is your conclusion after your project?
So I think it's really hard for me to come to a conclusion, partially because I'm not fully done with my research. It's also beginning with a lot of the respondents from the survey that I posted along with my story. But what I can say is that I know that there are a lot of people getting affected by racial profiling, not just myself. I've already had an outpour of people reaching out to me through email, Twitter, Facebook, telling me their stories. So I know that this is an issue that people other than myself are also experiencing. Whether or not the police departments want to acknowledge that they do this type of profiling is another thing, but it is acknowledged by bigger European-wide research organizations who say that they recommend Germany deal with this issue. So the European Council on Race Relations, as well as some other European-wide organizations, have issued statements about racial profiling and saying that Germany needs to tackle this issue sooner rather than later. And this has been going on now for several years. So this is not new research that I'm presenting, but rather just research that I found while working on this piece.
Also Sandhya sagt, auch wenn die Polizei das nicht anerkennt, dass es ein Problem ist und eben weil es öffentlich nicht erlaubt ist, Racial Profiling durchzuführen, sagt sie, dass sie im Laufe ihrer Recherche so viele Anfragen über Twitter, über Facebook, persönliche E-Mails bekommen hat, dass es tatsächlich etwas ist, was die Leute betrifft, was passiert, was an der Tagesordnung steht und eben auch europaweite Rechercheorganisationen darauf aufmerksam machen, dass Deutschland da Nachholbedarf hat und dass es da gesetzliche Regelungen geben muss in Zukunft.
Das sagt Sandhya Kamampati. Sie ist in wenigen Monaten in Deutschland 23 Mal von der Polizei kontrolliert worden, wegen ihrer Hautfarbe. Und daraus hat sie eine Recherche gemacht. Darüber hat sie mit uns gesprochen.
Detektor FM spricht mit korrektiv.org. Jede Woche eine Recherche, ein Gespräch.